welcome to In Defense of Humanity, the second hour. I'm so glad John gave us a second hour. My name is Ingrid Castle, and my co-host Al Whitney, and we've been talking about parens patriae, how the government is our parent, and how that was established. It's an established fact since 1944, and actually, you know, prior to that, they had been working on setting that up with the Maternity Act of 1921 and, you know, the bankruptcy and, everything. You know, I mean, it's all been, you know, a gradual setup. And the bankers, of course, are behind all of this. And we've been also talking about reframing the debate and how important it is to not get into our freedom of choice issue on the vaccine front, and how they're going to just shoot that one down, and the whole concept of safer vaccines and, you know, alternative schedules. And, you know, we don't need to have more vaccine-damaged children out there. We have plenty of them. You go to any elementary school, and they're filled with children that, in, you know, 20 years ago would be in special ed classes, and now they're all in the regular classrooms. There's, you know, no such thing really as special ed, because all the classes are filled with them. Yeah. So it's really sad, but the truth. But anyhow, this is the second hour is usually also when we take callers. So if anyone wants to go ahead and discuss some of the things we've talked about, I think, you know, the reframing the debate is actually really important right now. Not everyone is going to understand the parens patriae concept. Go ahead.
Well, Ingrid, you know, we've heard this, all of this. My husband and I have listened to this, and we're just kind of shocked, you know, because we go right to the fact that, geez, my gosh, they're unsafe. We all have a right in an inalienable right to refuse to be poisoned. The vaccine debate is not about religion. Keeping the debate about religion or choice sets up this battle between parents who are unwittingly permitting their children to be poisoned and those that are smart enough to say no. The battle is really about our ability to refuse to be injected with toxic substances. And unless we find the courage to reframe the debate, exposing the truth, we will lose, and we will all be facing lives of poor health and premature death. I can't tell you how strong I feel about that.
Well, I totally agree. I mean, this is why I addressed the director of Idaho's immunization program when they took their form. They created this form that's just like the one you warned us about. And I was warning about it too way back when I first saw the state form for refusing vaccines, and they call it, you know, the state exemption form. And they have, you know, these boxes to check whether it's religious or philosophical, you know, or medical. And so it's the three choices. And I said, in our state, it's not three choices, it's two choices. It's religious or other reasons. And you're interpreting those other reasons as being philosophical. It is absolutely, for most people, it is scientific. There is a huge scientific debate raging on vaccine effectiveness, vaccine safety, the studies behind them. You know, it's all been out there. There's so many people that have been exposing the faulty science, and that the science is bought and paid for by the producers of the vaccine. I mean, you know, this is not something that has to do with public health at all.
Right.
But anyway, I'm just saying, you know, this whole hiding behind that is ludicrous, because it's scientific reasons.
Right. And that's right. And that's what they want us to do. They always do this. They try to keep the debate under their control. What do you want, a Democrat or a Republican? You know, which, you know, and if you don't like Republicans, then go be a Democrat. That is because writing propaganda, that only gives them two directions to write the propaganda. You hear it on the news every night. Well, let's hear from the Democrats and let's hear from the Republicans. Like, there's only two points of view on the planet, Republicans and Democrats. Well, that way they get the herd into this little battle, the Hatfields and the McCoys. The Hatfields and the McCoys, people, is the strategy they're using. Parents who vaccinate against the parents who don't vaccinate. And I was one parent who tried to engage in a conversation with an old friend posted something in one of the Yahoo groups about how nasty that conversation got. And we're getting more and more reports that this is intentionally created to give us the Hatfields versus the McCoys. So they win and we all lose. Well, we're over here fighting. What was so interesting is the Banker's Manifesto of 1892. I don't know how many people are aware of that, but that's a eye-opening document. In 1892, now the Hatfields and McCoys took place right after the Civil War, and I am convinced that the bankers took note of that because their decision in 1892 was to say we're going to support two parties and let them fight with each other about things that are no concern to us.
And right, exactly.
That's been more than 100 years, and that strategy is what they still use today.
They do. They get us all diverted on things, you know, well, there's, you know, those things that we don't even like to talk about because they're so divisive. People get all worked up about a certain particular issues, and you're in one camp or the other. It's either or. And then we're not talking about the most important issues of the day.
Right.
And that's really the frustration.
And the
most important issues of the day are downplayed.
Correct. And the other thing it did in my world anyway, and I think it does this in a lot of people's world, you tend to be friends with the people who are in your camp. So you're not, you know, and all you do is you kind of, you're cheerleaders for each other. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, you know. You don't expand your thinking because you're always hanging out with Democrats or you're always hanging out with Republicans.
Right.
And that is part of the strategy as well, to keep us in our little groups so that we don't expand and look beyond that little narrow window that we're looking at.
Right.
Unfortunately, this has been way too effective.
It really has been. I have a couple of friends that are still in the party consciousness. And these are friends from before I even met Dawn and the Idaho Observer, but, you know, really old friends. And they're stuck on the Democratic Party being the party of the environmentalists. They're more people-oriented. You know, they care about people. Republicans are just, you know, corporate assholes. I mean, you know, sorry for the French here, but, you know, that's pretty much their view, especially since we live in a red state. And, you know, the whole Ron Paul revolution and, you know, infiltrating the Republican Party was really quite an eye-opener for a lot of us that were more libertarian-minded, because a lot of us do have a sense of, you know, caring for our community and have more of an environmental consciousness. And, you know, we had this one legislator poison our lake, I mean, quite literally with these herbicides. And it was all in with DuPont. And, I mean, these really extremely toxic herbicides. There were dead fish everywhere. You know, they would take, you know, a kid out water skiing on the lake, and he would end up coming back and have a fit of seizures, you know, from being exposed to these chemicals in the lake. It was horrible.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And then, you know, they'd make these little concessions. Well, don't poison the city beach, but you can put, I mean, the water goes everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
So they were doing selective poisoning, and you wouldn't believe all of the people that would come out to try to, they came up with these wonderful alternatives that were so cost effective, but it wasn't feeding into the corporate model of supporting, you know, there was big dollars behind it with these chemical companies, and this legislator is obviously being paid off by the whole thing. But anyhow, we have Bill in Wisconsin on line one. Bill, I want to welcome you to In Defense of Humanity, and I really appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, well, you have a very good show this evening. I've just started listening to Republic on a cordless phone. So what I can do then is listen to various shows throughout the day. I'd like to state that I am a town supervisor, actually a town chairman, and also a county supervisor. And one of the committees that I was appointed to when I was elected in 2006 was, lo and behold, the Board of Health. And I was somewhat familiar with the vaccine controversy prior to me going on the Board of Health. But the health director at that time, or she's a health educator, she has a little brainwashing session prior to, you know, you're going to the first meeting. And she said to me, Bill, she says, it's all about money, the entire thing. And, you know, I was somewhat aware of that, but I've never been able to get her to admit to making that statement since. Now, I bring up constantly at the local Board of Health meetings various aspects of the pharmaceutical industry and its control of the health products in the United States, so-called health products, whether it's legal prescription drugs, okay, or whether it's the vaccines. I brought out, you know, the fact that the vaccine industry is protected, and they, you know, they have this tax, as you ladies spoke about this evening, and that's the way they pay for the injuries. But, you know, it's just a terrible battle. What I would suggest, you know, I've told a lot of people about the exemptions, and in Wisconsin we have three, I guess the philosophical or conscience,
correct,
religion, and medical. But, and, you know, some people have followed along there. But I would agree that the best way is attacking it from the viewpoint of the actual destruction of our health that we're seeing before our very eyes, you know, with these vaccines. And that is what I tried to do. You know,
well, okay, Bill, let me just tell you, I wanted to say that
Al
has created a vaccination notice.
But I think the most effective thing is to just write a powerful letter to the editor and in that way.
Okay. Bill, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I just want you to know that Al has an excellent document called a vaccination notice. If you go to parentsagainstmandatoryvaccines.com, go to that website, Parents Against Mandatory Vaccines, it's called a vaccination notice. And that notice is to push the liability issue. It's basically calling them out that, you know, they have exemption from all injuries, and that's a huge issue. You know, you need to give me an exemption, you know, because they're not dropping their exemption, just like she said. And I'm sorry, I was trying to talk, and I should have let her say it because she says it so much better than me.
No, you were doing fine. But I wanted to say, we do have the vaccination notice, but we also have 10 little known facts about the vaccination program, and I'll post that. It is on Parents Against Mandatory Vaccines. Basically, the 10 little known facts were taken from the vaccination notice and put on one page with links, 10 little known facts about the vaccination program. That could be easily faxed to those who are inclined to attempt to stop this at the state legislature. Pop that in a fax machine or pop it in an envelope and send it in. And it is exposing those facts, the very facts, that we do have science backing us up. Herd immunity is a myth. They don't have the authority to do this. They've got this liability. It also exposes to the legislators that doctors are getting paid more money to have fully vaccinated practices. So I'd love to see people take a look at the 10 little known facts, excuse me, and see if that's useful.
Okay.
That might help break the ice Because you're telling them things they don't know, and that's the problem.
Well, you're telling the community things that they don't know, and this is what we have to do. The people on the board, you know, you get most of the supervisors, county supervisors that are on the board, and those from the community that are appointed, okay, are automatically, they just want to show up at the meeting, get it over with as quick as possible. They get irritated with me because I drag the meeting out, and the doctor, the so-called doctor that's on there, is just, you know, he's worked with the CDC. He's known to promote, you know, Gardasil to young children in his practice, even boys. And, you know, he's just a total Nazi. It's about the best word you can use for it.
We have that in our, you know, health district also. And I think that's actually really common. But thank you so much for the call, Bill, because people need to see these boards in action. And we have it, you know, it's very common. I've been to many of these meetings, and they, you know, they limit the time. You know, you have 1 or 2 minutes, you know, to share whatever you're going to share, and they just ignore it. You know, they don't really seem to care. They're going to do business as usual. And the county commissioners are, to me, all criminally involved in rubber stamping whatever the director of the health, the health district is going to promote. So, but anyhow, thank you so much for the call. We have Lark in Texas on the line. Lark?
Well, hi there.
I don't know if he's still there.
Can you hear me okay?
Lark. It's good to hear you. I hear you. Wonderful. You're also on Skype, I hear.
Well, because the cell phone has such poor quality transmission that I thought that I'd, you know, I hate to run your show by having poor sound coming from one of your callers. You know, I have to, first thing I want to say, and I hope you'll forgive me, I'm not trying to be nasty, but screw the community. And this goes especially to your previous caller, who I'm sure is a very nice man. But, this is a word that's been hijacked by the communitarians, just like that word sustainable development or sustainability. And so I refuse to live in a community at all. I actually am quite happy to live inside my own skin, in a house, in a neighborhood, in a county, in a state, etc. But I darn sure don't live in no community. Now, I want to bring something to your attention about zombies. If we actually look at the definition of this word, it's very similar to this word golem. Golem. And my feeling is this: if you are being attacked or threatened, your life, your very life and liberty is being threatened by a zombie. It doesn't matter if you call this zombie an attorney, a judge,
okay,
or a doctor, shouldn't we have a right to defend ourselves?
Okay, Lark, we're coming up on a break. We appreciate your call, and we have another caller hanging on. So stay tuned for In Defense of Humanity, and we'll take the other call after the break. Thank you.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. and immediately implement strategy one. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy one immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy one and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy one, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Come to Fincabayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. I wanted to make a comment. This is Al Whitney on Lark's observations that the problem is communitarianism. Communitarianism is to what's facing us right now very similar to the choice issue. It's a sidebar. And I do know some people who are very much into it. They've looked it up and they feel very comfortable that what is happening is they're trying to move the country into communitarianism, meaning what's good for the community and not what's good for the people. That is a ruse. That's just another ruse. These people play games like this all the time. There is no intention of anything that's good for the community. That's not in on their plate. They want us to think that. They're selling the vaccines and they're using the herd immunity because that's good for the community. That is what we call the real goal and the stated goal. That's the stated goal. The stated goal is that we want to protect everybody in the community, so we're going to ask you to give up your rights to say no to vaccines. That's the stated goal. The real goal, which is not stated, is what Russell Blaylock said, what Dr. Carley says, what Ingrid and I have said. The real goal is to make us sick and move us towards population reduction. And that's everyone. So people who are saying, oh, I don't want to give up my individuality for the community, and oh, listen, folks, they're putting poison in these vaccines. They're moving GMO into all of our food. We're breathing chemtrails. This has to do with they're taking all of our health. If we don't get this right, we have a window of opportunity to not consent to being poisoned. But it's not about what's good for the community. It's about, do we all want to be poisoned? Because that's exactly what they're doing. And I know that's what Dr. Carley will agree with, because we've spoken about this many times. It is not about communitarianism. This is pure, unadulterated tyranny. They want to control your body, not for the benefit of the community, because that's what they want to do. And Dr. Tenpenny, when she did that wonderful thing on InfoWars, saying this is medical tyranny, and that's what it is. But they're hiding under the cover of we've got to vaccinate to protect the community. Sorry, I just wanted to get that in, because I think we've got these kind of things going on everywhere so that we don't wake up and see, oh my gosh, we're being poisoned. And we're all being poisoned. The whole community is being poisoned. Nobody is being spared if you're breathing air. So anyway, I think you might agree.
Yeah, you can use a different term other than community, but we do need to know who our neighbors are, okay? So right. I don't know what kind of, what you want to do about that. We can have groups that get together outside of electronic spheres and discuss things without the Delphi technique. That would be great.
Yes, and
so,
I have.
Anyhow, we do have Dr. Carly.
Well, let me say one more thing.
Dr. Carly on the
phone. Hold on, Ingrid. Ingrid, I'd like to say one more thing, and then I'll take Dr. Carly. I don't have any interest in having my neighbors poisoned either. Okay. Good evening, Dr. Carly. Are you there?
I'm here. My blood pressure's up. I have comments. I'll go as fast as I can. First of all, as I always say when I call in, you have one of the most important shows on the internet, and I really encourage the people to check out the links you have that you post on anticorruptionsociety.com that you talk about during the show.
Thank you.
These can save your life. And I'm using Judge Dale's tactics as well. I'm now being threatened with incarceration for alleged back due child support. I've undergone torture and persecution for many years, and we'll see how it all works out. But one thing I wanted to suggest to Bill, his call was it made me feel happy that we have somebody that works for a county who's actually doing what he's doing. Bill, you need to go to anticorruptionsociety.com, download Lawfully Yours, and read it. You're working for a for-profit corporation traded on Dun and Bradstreet. I dare you to bring up that in one of your meetings, okay? These are the kinds of things that people have to do because, like one of you mentioned, if you go to one of their public comment sections, they'll let you speak for at the maximum 3 minutes, so you can't even get out any helpful information for the other attendees, and of course they'll never comment on it anyways. I want to thank RBN for getting rid of corporate attorney Phyllis Schlafly, who used to waste about 6 minutes of your time at the beginning of every show. Glad to see she's gone because your information is so important. I also want to mention how important it is to have home births with no birth certificate. If you're going to bring children into hell, you have to protect them from the get-go and make them not a, a straw man that's, basically owned by the government. Otherwise, why are you bringing them in? Why are you putting them in school, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? You need to homeschool, home birth, no birth certificate. Have the backbone to protect your children from the beginning. I also want to just mention...
Okay. Wait. We're coming up on a break. Why don't you say that? I'm actually interested in what you have to say. Thank you, but let's just do that after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money, has a storage life of 100 years, all for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. 910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at MintUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Welcome back to Defense of Humanity. This is Al Whitney. Dr. Carly, you were on the phone. Is there more that you wanted to share with us?
Yeah, but Ingrid wanted me to clarify something first.
Okay.
What did you want me to clarify?
No, actually, you were... No, actually, I wanted you to continue. I actually said I, you know, was enjoying, and you were, like, getting cut off was
okay.
What it was. And I'm just chuckling a little bit because we thought we were starting a little bit earlier, and I think we were both laughing as the show was actually really starting.
Well, it seems like the commercials are getting shorter, so obviously RBN must realize how important your show is, and that's excellent. Okay, the only criticism I have for Al is she was making excuses for the licensed professionals who have bills to pay, and that's why they're not willing to tell the whole truth. They are selling out the human race. And I think that making excuses for them, that they have bills to pay, that's why we live in hell. Okay? And what I would suggest is that people start supporting those who have given everything to tell the truth, and there are a number of us in that category. Just a couple more things. I've never heard you mention Dr. Guylaine Langtote, G-U-Y-L-A-I-N-E-L-A-N-C-T-O-T, a Canadian physician who I strongly suggest you have on your show sometime.
Her name is Guylaine Langtote. Anyway, it's French.
She calls herself Madame Guise now, but her book that I wanted to suggest.
That's true.
The Medical Mafia, that's the name on the book, Guylaine Langtote.
Right.
She's a Canadian physician that they try to take away her license just for writing the book, and they eventually put her in jail as well. And I strongly suggest that anybody, especially if you have someone in the health, quote-unquote, professions in your family, that you get them that book. You may have to read it to them because they're going to be afraid to crack it open, but she explains the whole history of how the Rockefellers took over the medical profession, got rid of homeopathy, and brought in Big Pharma. And it pretty much explains it all. Two more things quickly. I strongly suggest, and I hope that you'll find this on the Internet, Al, and put a link to this as well for this show. There is an outstanding article. It's called A Dragon by the Tail. It was written in 2005. And this is the best explanation that I've ever seen of the conflicts of interest between all these organizations that promote vaccines. What they do, you know, one will quote the other in regards to, you know, how great vaccines are, and they have an excellent explanation of this massive conflict of interest, which goes along with Dr. David Lewis, Science for Sale. That's A Dragon by the Tail. The last thing I want to mention, because I try to listen every week, and I haven't really heard you cover this. My pets are my family, and I want the listeners to know they're killing and maiming your pets as well. And on my website, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com, on the pet page, there's an outstanding article, Science of Vaccine Damage, with 19 scientific references by non-pharma-funded veterinarians. That proves what I figured out two decades ago, that vaccines cause all diseases in internal medicine. Not just vaccines, pesticides, fluoride, aspartame, it's always the big picture. But vaccines are what corrupt the immune system, and just so people know, if you have a 5-pound chihuahua, they're given the same dose of vaccines to that dog as they're given to a Siberian husky. And so you have to be aware of that as well. And if you love your pets, you have to protect them just like you have to protect your children. So thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to get that off my chest. And once again, I commend both of you. I'm on shows almost every day at this point, and I always tell people to listen to your show and to check out your websites. This information can save us. They're trying to cause the extinction of humanity. They're corrupting our very genetic structure with vaccines. That's how serious this is.
Yeah, that's thank you. Thank you, Dr. Carly. One of the reasons that Ingrid and I got together is because we both had reached that same conclusion that it really is a population reduction strategy that is ongoing. It is not about choice, unless you feel that, you know, people choose to be poisoned, and I personally think there are very few people who would choose to be poisoned.
Right.
So it's about deception, and it's about, you know, limited hangout, and that's what we've got in this movement of the vaccine aware. I see it everywhere, and I think Ingrid sees it as well. Limited hangout, keeping the debate away from the fact that the population is being poisoned. And now I look at my grandchildren, and I can tell they've been vaccinated. We talked about that on our show last week. And now they are trying to push Gardasil on the twins. And they don't need it, obviously. It's horrific what's going on. So,
okay, I wanted to ask Dr. Carly if she could take the link that she has on her website. Can you repeat that again? But so I don't have to write it down. Can you send that to me in email? I want to post that on our animal page. We have an animal page at vaclib.org. And I want to make sure that that link is prominent. So, because I, you know how when you said that, I just have to say how synchronistic that was, because during the break, Al and I were just discussing, you know, pets and the importance of protecting them. And I'm like, you never feed them what Deborah Tavares calls Illuminati food. I mean, you know, you don't buy packaged food for your pets. You feed them, especially dogs. Dogs are so easy to feed because they'll eat really healthy food, that people food pretty much.
Right.
So anyway.
Well, and I'll also send you a link to this vaccine company in Canada that makes vaccinations for food source animals. And it will give you the creeps. For example, they're injecting live herpes virus into turkeys. And I always tell people, anyone that likes chicken wings, that's where they're giving them the vaccines. So it's just overwhelming. And not to mention the fact, like you mentioned, the GMOs, they're feeding these animals GMO food, which is very similar to the genetic damage that's caused by the vaccines. The one thing that amazes me is that any of us have any amount of health whatsoever because of everything they're doing to poison us. But, of course, once you start to wake up as to what's really going on and you eat well and drink clean water, of course, it's hard to drink or to breathe clean air, but you have to take the time to learn what's going on. Don't believe the professionals, the experts, because just like one of you said before, this core curriculum carries on into college, indoctrination with, you know, propaganda. And that's, in my opinion, why they're trying to push so many young people to go to college. Yes, get in debt up to your eyeballs, because, of course, that's one debt that cannot be unloaded through bankruptcy. So that'll make you a slave, and then get indoctrinated with all this garbage so that you will continue to propagate the propaganda.
Okay. We have another caller, Dr. Carly. Are you just about done? We'd love having you call in, but we don't have that much time left.
I know. Keep up the good work, both of you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Don't forget to send that link.
I won't forget.
Can you say it one more time?
Send
the link to your website.
Reversing Vaccine Induced INDUCED Diseases.com.
Okay.
I will send you the link to the pet page in particular because it's very revealing.
Okay. Thank you so much. Let's hear from Frank in North Carolina. Okay. Frank.
Yeah, well, I apologize for calling in. Actually, I was calling in because I recognized Dr. Rebecca Carly's voice, and I used to follow her around, and I was just so happy to hear that she's still out there kicking and still causing trouble, because I used to have to follow around because she always got chased off and ran off every network, every radio, so-called truth radio network she was ever on.
Well, she's got a new program, and we can post that on our website so you can find her, because I think she's on the Liberty Beacon now. So she's settled down again, and she's still hanging in there.
All right, great.
Yeah, and Frank, please don't ever apologize for calling in. We want to know that people are paying attention out there. So I'm really glad that you did call, and I'm glad that you pay attention, Dr. Carly. And I believe her website is Reversing Vaccine-Induced Diseases. So if anyone wants to go to her website, she does post her latest venue, because she has not quit radio at all. She feels this information is so important, and I'm so glad she's still in the fight and that she has discovered, you know, the information at anticorruptionsociety.com and has found that valuable in dealing with her cases, because it is. It's vital information for us. It gets to the root of the problem. And it's the whole legal structure that keeps everything in place.
Yeah, I'm just glad she's still out there. All right, thanks.
Okay, thanks. Okay, we have a caller. Thank you, Frank. We have a caller from Austin. Richard, are you there?
Hello there. Can you hear me pretty good?
Yep, sure can.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I drive around at night. I deliver pizzas at night. And one thing I noticed, there's a church up. Some of them are fairly big, at least every quarter mile. And I'm always asking myself, I'm a child of the 50s, and I was around when the Civil Rights Movement and all the other movements were going through. And I noticed that no matter what race, creed, color, or whatever, people could come together within their churches and fight almost anything. Now, we're dealing with, obviously, we're dealing with demonic forces. You guys know that. We all recognize that, those that are enlightened enough to listen to your show and other shows. But for some reason, and Tex Mars has made this real clear, for some reason, we won't use our churches to run your information through to the people. Most of your listeners are Christians, but for some reason, we're allowing Lyndon Johnson's 501c3 to dominate the information. I mean, you guys could get more money and more support from your own Christian listening audience if you would just ask them more. I don't know if you guys don't want to do that for whatever the reason is, but I think they would listen to you and go to their churches if you guys would ask them more. Now, this isn't an attack. Please don't take it like that. But I just think we're leaving, we're fighting the devil, but we're not using God directly to fight the devil like they did during the civil rights movement. Now, a lot of people weren't even Christians in the 60s, but they worked the civil rights movement through the churches. You know, Martin Luther King and all the rest of them, but they used the church leaders to lead the movement. Now, something like vaccines, they're attacking the temple directly. Babies, innocent babies.
Right.
Now, I can't see why any church wouldn't be willing to fight that. But your listening audience has to be willing to go to their pastors, reverends, whatever their title is, and ask them directly, will you announce this threat to your church on Sunday? Will you alert your listening audience, your parishioners or whatever they call themselves?
Right.
Tell them that they're poisoning your babies at the hospitals, at the clinics. And you guys would, your listening audience would expand.
Richard?
Yes, ma'am.
I absolutely agree with you. And, you know, many people will, there are a lot of Christians on this network. I call them followers of Christ because, you know, Cheney and Bush said they were Christians. There's a lot of people that hide behind Christianity. So you're either following Christ and his precepts and you're a prayerful person, you know, and you have some sense of the spiritual nature and construct of life, or you don't. So, but, you know, I really don't like to separate people. We all are children of God in some level. And yes, we should be using our churches, but at the same time, our churches have sold out to this corporate structure. You know, there's very few churches that have withstood not being a 501c3 corporate church. And I'm sure that Tex Mars has addressed this problem. You know, the founding of our country, the whole Revolutionary War, was stimulated through the churches by them reading Common Sense by Thomas Paine. So it's a serious problem for sure, because now we have churches disseminating vaccines. We have churches that have sold out to the Department of Homeland Security. And, they have promised that they would cooperate and get their parishioners off to FEMA camps if that was what needed to happen.
Okay.
We have many, many compliant pastors.
Right. Okay, but for the sake of time, see, I understand that, and you understand that better than me. So that's why I'm saying, whoever's listening out there who goes to any of these sold-out churches, these clergy respond churches, whatever spirituality that they're in contact with, that's what I'm saying. We need to start going to them directly as friends and say, look, as brothers and sisters, look, I know you've already committed to the 501c3, but you don't have to do that anymore. That goes directly against your First Amendment right. You need to step your Christian game up and start speaking against the attack on your children. That's what I'm saying. We got to go over this 501c3 like Tex Mars did. That's why I always throw his name into the mix, because he defeated the IRS 501c3 twice. He's a reverend, and he showed us how to do it. But we got to do it. We can't keep saying, well, all the churches are already controlled. We already know that. We got to get them uncontrolled. We got to go specifically to them and say, look.
That is fabulous. So anyone that's listening out there, I hope everyone takes Richard's advice seriously, because I think it's actually a very important venue. Because people that do go to church, generally, they're prayerful. They want the best for their families, what do you use besides community if you're not going to use the term community? But they want the best for their neighborhoods and everyone that's in their sphere. You know, after all, when things come down, that's who you're going to be working with, is the people right who live close to you. So, and churches are a great point. So we actually have another caller, but thank you, Richard. I hope everyone takes his advice seriously and takes this information to people in the church and beyond. So Ray in Oregon, we have you on the line. Thank you, Richard, and we have Ray in Oregon on. Oh, well, that was fast. We have a break, too. Ray, hold on. We have a break, and we'll take your call after the break.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
John's here.
Okay, welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. We have Ray in Oregon. Ray, are you on the line?
I am. How am I coming through?
Yep, you're coming through great.
Okay, well, first of all, I wanted to say, you know, if that Richard ever decided he wanted to quit his night job, he should be a paid consultant or a philosopher or an author. That's brilliant. What his plan, literally, you want to talk about synchronicity, my neighbor just invited me to church the other day, and I politely declined, and, you know, for obvious reasons, I'm going to go, and I'm going to see if I can talk to some of these people, because he's right. So well done to Richard. Second of all, I wanted to say well done to you, Al. I went to your website. My computer crashed a while back, and I lost a whole bunch of stuff, and I went looking for to replace some of these, you know, files and documents and whatnot that I had. And you have really, really outdone yourself. That's a brilliant website. It's got so much source material. You said something a week or two ago about the 10 points, and I think you mentioned it earlier tonight, too, the 10 talking points about what vaccines have done. I went looking for that, and I couldn't find it. Is it on there?
No, it's not. And thank you, because that's what I wanted to mention before the program was over. I will put it up after the show, but it's on the Parents Against Mandatory Vaccines, and I'll move it. I'll make sure that it's on the IDH program links either tonight or tomorrow morning. I'll get that up for you.
Fantastic.
Because that is what we're hoping people, it's only a one-pager, will use to send to their legislators should they want to communicate with them. And I'll make sure that everybody gets to see it, and I'm so appreciative for the compliment on my website. Thank you.
And you deserve it.
Thank you.
So thanks so much, Ray. We only have a couple of minutes, and you want to go over the reframing the debate?
There's only two.
Really important.
Yeah, on reframing the debate, we have two recommendations. One is what I just said. Reframe the debate and get out the little-known facts that nobody's telling the legislators and nobody's telling the doctors and nobody's telling your neighbors. It's not a combative document. It's just got facts, 10 little-known facts. And the second thing is learn about the vaccination notice. We have that in Lawfully Yours on pages 29 through 34. Learn about it, think about it, find out how to use it, and get ready to use it. That is the way that you can deny your consent for your child and for yourself. So those two things, 10 little facts and the vaccination notice.
Okay, and John Stadtmiller has been patiently waiting, and we have...
We don't have enough time. Just close out your show. Leave your number with the board operator, if you would, please, Ingrid. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, John. Oh, is John not going to come on now?
No, he said we don't have time.
Oh, I feel bad. Okay, well, I feel real bad. I just hope everyone supports RBN. I mean, this is really, really important. If you do just a minimum of $5.99 a month, like most of us do, we need to wrap up the show. But it's really, really important that we actually support RBN if we're going to stay on the air. If you want to listen to this program, make sure it's happening. You need to make sure that you are paying something every month, a minimum of $6, like I do. And then periodically when I have it, I give $20, $30, $50, whenever I do have it. But if you, like I said, please support this network. You're listening to In Defense of Humanity, and we're here every week. So please make this a point on your calendar to tune in, and that way, if you pay it, you can listen to the archives if you miss it. So thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll have a great show next week.
Good night, all.
With financial